USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is assuring Americans that testing for the coronavirus is expanding. Pence says that by the end of the week, millions of more test kits will be available around the world.
Thanks to the good work of our top commercial labs that the President Trump brought together yesterday, LabCorp and Quest are in the process now of distributing and marketing coronavirus tests all across America.
Reports out of Washington, D.C. say a stimulus package is being worked on at the White House, which may include a payroll tax cut. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is not so sure about that idea.
I don't know if a payroll tax cut is the right stimulus, but we need something. We really have to keep the economy from being locked down when it comes to travel. All those jobs associated with the travel industry, I think, are most at risk.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is being challenged over gun rights. A Detroit auto worker at the Fiat Chrysler plant confronted Biden on Tuesday, saying the Democratic presidential candidate wants to undo this Second Amendment. Biden says he only wants a ban on assault weapons. The NFL Players Association is extending the voting deadline on a new collective bargaining agreement. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The deadline for players to vote on a new NFL collective bargaining agreement's been moved from Thursday of this week to this coming Saturday. The new CBA proposes adding a 17th regular season game for all teams, as well as two additional roster spots per team.
It's unclear if there are any other changes in the new collective bargaining agreement. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House says President Trump will skip the annual bipartisan St. Patrick's Day lunch at the Capitol and blamed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The annual luncheon is meant to celebrate long-standing relations between the United States and Ireland. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham on why the move was made.
I think that right now he's got a lot of work to do. He's got briefings on the coronavirus. We'll be doing our own thing at the White House for St. Patrick's Day. I think it's exactly true. We don't need to deal with any more of her, you know, little games and her little ripping up of paper. Who knows what she's got planned for this? And that's not what the country should be focused on, is her games and her politics. So the president's going to stay at the White House and work on behalf of the American people. His not attending a lunch does not mean that anything with Northern Ireland is anything less than great.
Susan Spungen is a cook, food stylist, recipe developer, and author. She has a new book out titled Open Kitchen, Inspired Food for the Casual Gatherings. And one of the things I asked Spungen is if people are still cooking food these days.
Well, you know, I guess there's just, you know, at least two kinds of people. But I think there's a lot of people who are cooking very avidly. And then, of course, there are others who cook less. But, you know, if my Instagram is any indication, there are so many people that are just cooking all of the time. And it's really almost become like a sport.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.